This is Colorado Public Radio. I'm Mike Lamp. It's always a little daunting settling into a new job. Imagine if your new to-do list included overseeing some of America's most beloved landscapes and important historical sites, from the Grand Canyon to Yellowstone and the ruins at Colorado's Mesa Verde. John Wessels is the new director of the National Park Service Intermountain Region, which is a huge operation no matter how you measure it.
We comprise 8 states and 92 units of the National Park System. We have 5,000 employees and about 11.1 million acres. Last year, our parks greeted about 43 million visitors.
Along with those numbers, the new director has to factor in a shrinking budget and a growing number of park visitors. John Wessels started in his new job last month. I asked him, what are the biggest challenges facing Western parks?
A lot of challenges, I think, that are facing folks in general just across the country. The economy is tough on national parks the way it is on all Americans. We've got some specific issues in some of our parks trying to balance preserving and protecting natural and cultural resources with effective use and visitation. Fire is always an issue, making sure that we're well prepared to deal with wildland fire when it happens. The challenge is continuing to make national parks relevant to all Americans so that when folks, whether young or old, and whether they like backcountry experiences or recreational experiences, that there's something to appeal to them in all of our parks.
Are there examples that you can identify from inside Colorado, from some of the parks here, that illustrate what you're talking about, economic problems, the pressures of visitation, wildfire, and other issues related to Western geography?
Absolutely. And, you know, here in the West, not only wildfire, but also water issues. And we deal with everything from wildland fire and urban interface issues at Rocky Mountain National Park to water and wildlife and resource issues at Great Sand Dunes. Bensold Fort, just a terrific park out in the Eastern Plains, really is very important to some of the small towns and being able to provide a draw for visitation for tourism out in the East.
How do you expect to meet some of these challenges that you're identifying? I mean, it's going to take money, I imagine, to handle a lot of the things that you face in any park.
Absolutely. It'll take money, but I have to tell you, you know, we have terrific park professionals, and you know, really what it's going to take is dedication of men and women in parks to continue to try to stretch dollars as far as they can, as we all do these days.
Isn't there a limit to how much stretching you can do, no matter how dedicated and professional the staff is?
Oh, you bet. You know, at some point, you've got to make those very hard choices about what we're going to do more of and what we're going to do less of. And we're fortunate that we have, you know, the kind of mission that makes it pretty clear in terms of our job, our mandate from Congress is to preserve and protect these natural and cultural resources. So when we're making hard decisions about where we're going to spend the next dollar, it's important that we always balance that against, you know, what the strategy is coming from Washington.
We often hear about parks being, as they say, loved to death with so many people putting pressure on the roads and services and the environment. Your parks experience that?
You know, I love to go to a national park and just see it filled with folks who are just eager to be experiencing these places. The challenge for us is always going to be to make sure that we balance visitation with resource protection, and I think our folks do a really good job at that. The shuttle bus system at Rocky is an example that I think of quite a bit, and you know, where we can get folks out of their cars and into a shuttle bus so that they can experience, you know, the backcountry of Rocky, but in such a way that we don't have quite the traffic jam and the, you know, the associated air pollution and other things.
Do some parks have a problem that you might call being loved too little, that visitation is relatively low, and so it might be hard to justify spending money to make improvements in those parks?
Well, certainly there are parks that I'd love to drive more visitation to, and a number of smaller parks in Colorado that I just think are absolute gems. An example that pops out is, you know, a Florissant Fossil Beds, Sand Creek Massacre National Historic Site, or Bensold Fort. Just terrific, terrific parks. You know, we don't invest money on them because they're popular. We invest money in these places because they're significant culturally and naturally. And then the challenge for us is to make sure that folks really understand why these are important places and how they're important to us.
Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you, Mike. I'm honored to be with you.
John Wessels is director of the National Park Service Intermountain Region, which includes Colorado and 7 other states.